We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting the new Mishnah on top of Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, continuing the halachas of Ben Seirer Umayre. Zok the Mishnah. Meimis Achayev. When is a Ben Seirer Umayre Chayev? What does he have to do to be Chayev Skila? So Mashiachol Tarmita Basar. When he eats it means he steals mammon, the Kavuyer in the Gemara and the Rashi and the next Mishnah, that he steals money. And he buys with it a piece of basar. How big the basar? Tarmita basar. V'yishtachatzi lug yayin. And he buys wine and he drinks a half a lug of wine. V'yishtachatzi lug yayin atalki. Revesi emer, a bigger share. Mona basar, but lug yayin. It's a mona basar and a lug of yayin. Ochal b'chaburas mitzvah. If he eats this basar or wine in the chaburas mitzvah, by a sudas mitzvah, or Ochal be'ibur chaydesh is also a type of Suda's mitzvah, which we'll see in the Gemara on base. Is Ibur chaydesh is they used to make a Suda to show that the Rosh Chaydesh is going to be the next day. For example, every month usually has 29 days, and then on the 30th day is the next month, so that's the next month. If it's a Chaydesh Ma'ubah, which means there was no Edom who came on the 30th day, so then the Chaydesh, Rosh Chaydesh is 31st day. So if no Edom came on the 30th day, the night after 30th day, which means the night of the next month, they made a big suda to show everyone that Rosh Chodesh is the next day, not the day that just passed. They made a suda be'ibur chodesh. Ochal ma'is sheni b'Yerushalayim, which means, like Rashi explains on Beis, that someone stole ma'is sheni money from his father. The boy stole ma'is sheni money from his father, and then bought basar yayin and ate it in Yerushalayim. It's not going to be chayav for ben sari mer. We'll see why. Ochal nevelos v'treifos shkotzim ramasim, or if he ate nevelos treifos shkotzim ramasim, the halacha is do not become a ben sari mer. Ochal davar shu mitzvah v'davar shu avera. So repeat it again. Davar shu mitzvah. We'll see in the Gemara. If he eats something that's a mitzvah and davar shu avera, all these things you're not a ben sari mer. Ochal kol meichel v'loy ochal basar v'loy ochal basar. He ate all meichel. He didn't eat basar. Shasa kol mashkol shasa yain. He drank any drink but not wine. All these things, you don't become a Sari Meira. You have to eat basa, drink wine, and it can't be a mitzvah or a avera. Shenemar, zoylel v'soyvei. It says in the Pasuk, the lashon of zoylel v'soyvei, that says by Ben Sari Meira, it says, va'omru al-zikne iro, b'neinu zeh, our son, soyrer u'meire, neinu shemeya b'kele. It doesn't list our voice. Zoylel v'soyvei. What does zoylel v'soyvei mean? Even though it's not mefurish a raya, but it's a zechel dava that zeil v'seve means basa and yayin. Shneimar al tihi b'soyve yayin b'zeil basa lama. A person shouldn't be busy drinking wine and basa lama. So you see that the word zeilil is shayches to basa and soyve has shayches to yayin. And so now it's not mamish a raya because like Rashi explains, obviously in raya dava dilma. Michael Achrinami Karle Zel. Mio Shloima Aha Azare the Mam Shachtvei. Maybe Dafka Shayim Malaf told you don't get busy with this because this makes you could be addictive. It doesn't mean that Zelva Zelva can't mean any other food, but it's a Zeichel Dava and Mice they had a Kabbalah from Halacha, they had a Kabbalah of Mesaira that it was Dafka Basa Yain, and we have a stick of Raya from the Pasik that Zelva Zelva is referring to Basa Yain.
When does Rashi keep on repeating that it's going to be Shalom?
That's the case. That has to be Gomer Shalom. You have to steal money. No, it has to be that from his father. Can't be from Yanin. Yeah. So first of Mishnah Ayin Aleph that says that Gonav Mishal, it says Gonav Mishal Achirim or it doesn't work. Even whatever, you'll see in Mishnah. Mishnah Ayin Aleph goes Barichas in it. Yeah. He stole money and went to McDonald's and bought a piece of meat. That was the case. So then you not be chayv. So, Zok to Gemara, we'll see why I'm amazed the reason is Drasha. Zok to Gemara, I'm Rab Zera. Tarmiter is there any day in my life. I don't know how big a tarmiter is. Elamatech should call for Rab Yasi B'yayin. That the Tanakhama said Chatzi Lug, and Rab Yasi said a Lug, so we know Nimsa Kafal. Af a Basav, Nims Tarmiter Chatzi Mana. So a Basav, same thing, that if he said Mana, it must be Tarmiter is a half a Mana. Just like when Rab Yasi changed the wine, changed the Lug, and what did the Tanakhama say Chatzi Lug? So Rab Yasi gives us a shear, Mana Basav. So then we know tarmiter is a half a mana. Now, how much is a mana basar? So it's a mana basar is four a mana. It's machlekes, it's different shiurim, but the shiur is around 480 grams. 480 grams. So it comes out, Lefi the Tanakama, a Tarmita, which is half of that, there's 240 grams. If you figure it out, 240 grams is a little less than 9 ounces. So the guy has a 9-ounce steak already, he's considered Ben Sarah and Murr. So it's not so much at all. It's, I don't know if Dayom knows. Dayom was tiny, got the Amato of Bakant, but I think the restaurants, I think a 9-ounce steak would be pretty nebby. But like upon him, here it seems like there'd be a Ben Sarah and Murr, which is a 9-ounce steak. So you have to know, it's Taka Akasha, what's Taka Pshat? So someone at Taina that made it to ride to the Chazanish, that's the biggest year, Akaponim, but that's the Gemara says, that you have here a Tarmitar or a Chatzi Log, if you're the Tanakama, and according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a full log and a full mana.
According to Rabbi Yossi, does
the argument
Itaki, or just on the...
No, just the Shir. Om Rav Chanan Bar Moilodo, Om Rav Huno. You're not chayiv until you buy the basar cheap. And the point of the next few things, few halachas are like this. That we'll worry that these actions that the son is doing is going to become addictive. He's not going to stop. So if you buy basar for the full price, that will not become addictive. Because he's not going to have so much money to buy. If a steak cost him $25 each time he buys it, or $30 each time he buys a steak, so it's not going to happen, it's not going to be addictive, because it's very hard to steal so much money all the time. But if he identifies a place where you get it for cheap, so then it's going to become addictive. So he's not chayiv, actually, you got basar bezoil, until he buys it cheap. And drinks wine for a cheap price. The chsiv, zoil of a soil, and we dash him the word zoil as well, that zoil means also zol, has to be cheap. Until he eats the basa raw, we'll see what that means in a second, and he drinks raw wine, undiluted wine. If someone eats raw meat, the Ben Sarimer, or drinks undiluted wine, ain't that Ben Sarimer? You know why? Because it's not so good, you're not going to become addicted to that. It means like this, yayin chai mozik le mozik. It's like half diluted, which makes it very strong, and therefore it becomes addictive, but still tastes good because it's a little bit mozik. Basa chai is basal le basal. It's like medium rare or rare. Kibasa ki v'dachigami, like the gnovim will eat seared basar, so that's what it's like. And the reason is also, again, it has to do with the svara. The svara is that he's stealing something, And then trying to get away with it. If it takes him a half hour to grill that steak, he's going to get caught eventually. So it has to be in a case where he's doing it quickly and he's eating it seared, and then that's where there's a problem of Ben Sarimar. Rabbi Bezeron Tavayu, Ochel Basa Maliach, if someone ate salted meat is usually, the meat is not fresh anymore. It's like salted, so it's not as good. V'shasi Yayim Megata, ain't as Ben Sarimar. And he drinks grape juice, ignas ben sarimer. Again, very simple, because these things are not addictive, they're not mamshech, doesn't keep them going, because they're not so good. These. That's what you eat. Possibly, yayim gitoi, the halacha is, you don't come ben sarimer. Tanana, so we're bringing the next mission to the show to handle what the shear of meliach and yayim gitoi is. Tanana, so I'm learning in the Mishnah, in my sechlas tainis, erev tishavav, lo yoichal odom shnei tafshilim. The Medina, the Mishnah, the Gemara, you're not allowed to eat Erev Tisha B'Av any two tafshilim, and also you can't eat basa. You can't eat basa and not wine. V'tana, aval oichel basa v'liach v'shish yayim v'gitoy. You're allowed to eat basa v'liach and yayim v'gitoy. And the Gemara there explains, basa v'liach ad kama, basa v'liach, until when can't you eat it? Here ad kama is you can't eat it. Amrav k'nei v'akana, kol zman chuk ha'shlam. It means the first three days of Tach Shlom, because Shlom is like 2 days and one night. It means until the third day, it's not called Basa Maliach. It means you salt the meat. For the first 2 days, it's still considered fresh meat, and it's not considered Maliach, and you're not allowed to eat it. After that, it's considered Maliach. So, Basa Maliach ad kama, Rav Chiyah Bar Kana, calls Man Shuk Shlom. But Yayim Megitoy ad kama, here means the opposite. Yayim Megitoy ad kama is it considered Yayim Megitoy, calls Man Shu Taisis, calls Man, it's fermenting. Vatanya, we'll enter a brisa. That it's Vitanya, should say. Vitanya, we'll enter a brisa. Yayin toisis, ain't by Mishum Gilui. Yayin toisis, there's no Gilui, because the Nachash won't get near it. Why not? Because he hears the sizzling sound of the fermenting and he gets scared off. Vakamatasisa, Shloisha Yom, 3 days. 3 days of Shloish Yom is 3 days is considered tesisa. So it comes out regarding Erev Tisha B'Av. So meat, the first 2 days is considered fresh. After that, considered meliach. And wine, the first 3 days is considered yayin megitoy, and after that, it's already considered wine. Hachamai, but when it comes to ben sari amari, what's the halacha? So Gemara says it's different. Hasam mishum simchu. So thereby, Erev Tisha B'Av has to do with simcha. Kol zman tukas shlom v'nami yisbe simcha. Still simcha. Afterwards, it gets a little dried out. It's not so much simcha. Hacha here by the ben sari amari, it's mishum mishuchi. It's because of, and also that's why wine. No simcha by wine by yayin megitoy. But here it's because emshuchah being mamshich, being addictive, of a kol shehu loy mamshich. If it's already a little bit off, it's already not mamshich. Rashi says, over halayla at achas mafik teloy choshev. The boss of it goes overnight already, it's not addictive anymore because it's not so geshmak. It has to be very geshmak. V'yayin ad v'yayim. It's not considered wine until 40 days. After 3 days, still not considered wine. Still considered yayin megitoy. In order to be a mamshich, it has to be after 40 days of fermenting, then it'll be considered a dava mamshich. That's addictive. Once you mention wine, I'm going to bring now a bunch of different memories and hagadata about wine. Hashem only created wine in order to be menachem, to console avele mourners, v'lasham, schal rasham, and to pay Schar for Rishon. So that means the pasuk Tnu Sheicher lo Oived, but Yain lemari nefesh. And Tnu Sheicher lo Oived is going on the Rasha. It says, give the wine to Oived the Rasha, who is anyway, let him enjoy himself this world because next world is getting nothing. He's getting Gehenim. But Yain lemari nefesh and Yain for the people who are on a bad mood, despondent. That's what wine is for. Omer Rav Yitzchak, this goes from the pasuk Atar Yain Kis Adam. So pasuk means is don't follow the wine that's red has a certain color that's addictive. Don't follow that, but that's a different drasha. Al teri yayin shema adam pneim sharoshon vayomazer umalbim pneim lemaba. It's don't look after the wine. Even though in this world the rishon looking and enjoying it and their face is red from excitement from the wine, but it's going to make them embarrassed lemaba from the various they do from wine. Ravam al teri yayin kis adam. If someone drinks too much wine, achris edom means he will get killed for it, either by Mrs. Bezdim because doing averus or from doing actions that are dangerous. So achris edom, go drinking wine is achris edom. I've kind of rami. It says in the pasuk tirosh, but it's not spelled with the vav. It says v'yitin l'cho elikolikim talash mayim shan arutz v'roiv dogon v'sirosh. There's no vav between the resh and the shin. So ksiv tirosh. The Karina and Tirosh to teach us this piece of advice. Zocha Nasa Roish. If you're Zocha, then Nasa Roish. If you be careful with wine, you drink it in the right amounts, then it'll make you smart, actually. Nasa Roish. Loi Zocha Nasa Roish. You become poor from it. Rava Rami. Ksiv, it says in the Pasig, V'yayin Yisamach Levav Enosh. And it can be read Yishamach, which is Lashon of Shmama, of destroying. It can destroy you. That wine and smell made me smart, which means if you use it in the right amounts, it could actually help a person think better and have come to more chachma. But if you abuse it, then it can be very dangerous. The pasuk says, "Lemi." It's a two psukim in Mishlei, and it's like this: Lemi oy, lemi avoy, lemi midyanim, lemi siach, lemi petzam, chinam, lemi chelios anayim, lema achrim alayayin, lebam lachkar mamusach. It says in the pasuk, to who is oy vavoy? Like who is it? Woe to them! That's lemi oy, lemi avoy, lemi madonim. Who has arguments and fights? Lemi siach. Who has tsar? See his lashon of tsar. Lemi siach. Lemi pitzam chinam, who has wounds for no reason. Who has red eyes? Lema achrim alayayin, those who run after the wine, and lebam lachrim masach, and they go to try to find where is the good wine that's memusach bebesam, it's mixed with besam. So ki osur avdim amar rava haikra mandarish of rachel sefer madrash or sefer rachel madrash, and explains like this. Idi kedarshin like this that who. Is get who these things happen? These terrible things, oy vavoy, Medyanim, Pitzam. Who does it happen to? To those who ma'achim rayayim, those who run after wine. People run after wine, this will happen to them. That means to read it mereisho l'seif. There's another way to read it. That you read the end first. It says, who should use wine? Who should be ma'achim rayayim? You know who? Lemi avavoid, those who have avelis, those who are, or are rasha'im. That's what it means. So the first way to learn is like, who does this happen to? The avavoy, the pitzam chinam, happens to people who run after wine. The other way to read it is, who should run after wine? You know who should run after wine? Lemi avavoy, which is avelim. Ulemi sheshem adonim pitzam chinam, that's rasha'im. They are the ones who should run after wine, because that is their, that's what the pasuk says, that through sheikhar la'oived, v'yayin l'mari nefesh. Zot gemara vayta, dorish oiber guloi, then yug gimel vavim nemer b'yayin. It says in the story with Noach when he got drunk, it says 13 times vav yud, vayochel, for example, and that stands for vay, loshon vay vay, oivay. So let's read the pasuk. We're going to read the psukim and we'll count them as we go along. Vayochel noyech ish adama, that's one. That's vayochel. Vayita kerem, that's two. Vayesh menayayin is three. Vayishkar is four. Vayiskol v'soich olay, he rolled in his olay, is five. Vayarchom is six. Avikanan is eres oviv. Vayage l'shtei ochiv is seven. Bachutz. Vayikach is eight. Shem v'yefes. V'yefes doesn't count. Es asimlo. Vayesimu is nine. Ashrem shneim. Vayelchu is ten. Acharanis. Vayechasu is 11. Es erves aviem. Ufneim. Vayikatz noach v'yenoi is 12. Vayeda es ashos loy v'na akaton. So these are the 13 times it says vay in this psukim. And we don't count Upneim, we don't count because that doesn't say vay. And v'yefes also don't count because that's just the name. V'yefes. So that we don't count. So now, this is the psukim. So you see 13 times vibe because wine is terrible. Now it says in the pasuk, that when Noach woke up from a stupor, he realized what his benoya katon did to him, which was Chom, what Chom did to him. So Rav Shmuel, Chadom Asarsu, one said he made him not available to have children anymore, V'chad Omra Ravu, Sumandom Asarsu, so then we metoich shekil asayber avi, kill over a V. So we know it's that what did Noach do? Noach said, cursed his son Canaan, which was his fourth son. It was Cush, Mitzrayim, put the Canaan, and he said, Oru Canaan. Because he was Sarsu, so therefore he didn't have had more children, and Noach already had three children, couldn't have a fourth child. So Matoch, Kilkul Ravi, Kil Ravi gave him a clan Ravi, Mandam a Ravu. Gomar v'yar v'yar. Ksiv halchav v'yar. How do you know it was Ravu? And we know Sarsu because we see from the whole Sukkot Torah that because he cursed Canaan, so must be it was Sarsu made him not be able to have children anymore. But mandam a Ravu, which he's been down with him, mandam a Ravu, gomar v'yar v'yar. Ksiv halchav v'yar chom avi Canaan. As Eves of. It says here, Loshem v'yar. V'ksiv hosom v'yar oysom shchem v'chamar. So you see, he has to do his nos. But the Gemara asks like this. Bishlam mandam a Sarsu, mishmach kill a Ravi. That's why he curses his fourth son. Elamandam a Ravu, Maishna Ravi, Niltaya Behadya. I'll explain that in a second. So let's play the Gemara's Kasha. So now the problem is like this. Why didn't Noach just curse Chom himself? Why do you have to curse his kids? So Taisa asks his Kasha. Taisa says, Mashaloi kill Chom Atzmoy, Mishum the Omar Beis Rabba, Ravi Doim of Fishakosva, Ivarachel Kimes Noach Vesbono. The ain klal of mokim bracha l'fik of yom erkanan, but the Gemara's kasha is okay. We understand now that you have to give a klal to his children. So bishlama, if you learn sars, to understand why he gave it to the fourth child because he didn't. It was midik negamida because Chom didn't let Lau Noach have a fourth child. But if it was ravu, so he should have cursed his first child or second child. Vas epis kanan. Why did he curse dafka kanan? That's the Gemara's kasha. You take the word behedya. That's the Batal Ranch reports in those words. The Maram Marshall always talk about this. Why Dafka the fourth? And fit the Gemara Havavavoy. Even the Mother Ravu, there was both. There was Ravu and Sarsu. And that's why he cursed his fourth son. Vayochal noyach isha adama. By the beginning of the parasha of the getting drunk, it says, Vayochal noyach isha adama v'yita kerem, he planted a kerem. Amar v'chiz amar av ukva. Ba'armi lo amar ukva amar av zakoi. Amar v'chiz baruch lo noyach. Noyach. Lo yelcha lumo yimad harishon. You should have learned from other reason. It's like garam lo yel yayin. That the whole, his whole downfall of Eitz Hadas happened through wine. Kemande amar. And that isha adama means, isha adama is referring to Adam harishon. That's also isha adama. So you should have learned from other reason that the whole Misa was niknas, happened because of the tree. Because we're going to go down the Amar, that the tree, Eitz Hadas that he ate was wine. Command the Amar, Elon Shachal Menu Adam Rishon, Geffen Hoya. The time with the Rabbi Yisrael, Elon Shachal Adam Rishon, Menu was Geffen Hoya. Was Geffen. How did Rameh know that was a Geffen? On top of our base. There's no thing in the world that brings so much pain to the world is wine. So it makes sense. That was the first thing that caused Misa in the world. Rav Yehuda Amar Yehuda says it was not a wine. It was chitaya. It was wheat. A child, until he starts eating salads, starts eating wheat, he cannot say Abba v'ima. So you see, it has to do with das. So it makes sense that they ate from the Eitz Hadas. It was chitim, which gives das. From Nechemiah, he married to Einahaya. It was a fig tree. Shemedava should skalku by Niskru. It's in the pasuk that they got clothing vitru alitena. So it makes sense that it came from a fig tree. That's what they ate from. Akaponim. So that's what we learned. The Yad Parashanayah for Yachal Shadama means that he should have learned from Admarishon who drank wine through that mandiyama, and he should have learned from that and not plant right away a tree of Geffen and to drink wine and get drunk.